Got your Bibles? How many got your Bibles? Wave them at me if you got a Bible tonight. Wave them. Thank you. If you got your Bibles, turn to Mark chapter number 14. Mark chapter number 14. God gave me another. God's just been giving me some stuff lately. I'm so encouraged that he has opened a lot of scripture up to me, and I'm just going to give it to you and help you tonight. And I want you to be what I'm going to preach tonight. I want you, every one of you in this room, to be what I'm going to preach tonight. I desire it. If you will be what I am going to preach to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you will please God. Look at Mark chapter number 14. You got your Bibles? Amen. I'll let you be seated tonight so I can get right in where I'm going. The Bible said, very familiar story, and being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he said to me, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. Now notice this statement tonight, because this was where I'm going to be preaching. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. If you go to John's gospel, same event. He not only got it on his head, but he got it on his head and his feet. Right. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble you her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always. And whensoever you will, you may do them good. But me you have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. For I say unto you, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken for a memorial of her. When I take y'all to Israel, I'm going to take you around Bethany. She was at Simon the leper's house. Be like John the sinner's house. As I said, John chapter 12, his blood poured on his head and his feet. Jesus was in the last week of his life. By the way, look at me. We have a birthday, and we are going to have a death day.
Amen.
If you live to be 70, you will have walked 25,000 days upon this planet. I am 68 plus. I am rounding around third. And many of you are rounding around third. He was on the last Saturday of his life. Wasn't going to live another Saturday. He's getting ready to have some R&R. Went down to meet. Probably had him some McDonald's coffee. If it was breakfast, some Captain Crunch. If it was supper, filet and mashed potatoes, garlic. Baked potato if you like it. I'm getting hungry. The posture is a lot different than We eat, we got a table, Jeff, we sat under the table. That was not the custom. The custom was they came in, they had a couch like, they would get on their knees, their feet would hang out the back, and that was the custom. That's how they ate. Are y'all with me? Because I'm definitely going somewhere. And here's what happened. This woman came in, Mary, the sister of Martha, the sister of Lazarus, and had a valuable box of ointment, and she broke it. Lois, she poured it on his head and on his feet. I want to preach on this morning, or this evening, excuse me. Broken box believers. Broken box believers. What does it mean to be a broken box believer? Three things, or four maybe. And I'll let you go home. Look at verse number three. Number one, notice the perfume that she emptied. She poured it all out. Now, let me give you three things under this. Number one, that typically was the job of a family servant. That's what they did. There was three things, Chad, that a family servant or the youngest child would do. Number one, they would greet. Number two, they would anoint with ointment. And number three, they would wash the feet. Here's how. Now we greet with a handshake. And I tell you what I don't like, and unless you have physical problems, some people can't shake hard, but I do not like dead fish handshakes. Most people give dead fish handshakes I don't even trust. Now, I'm not talking to you if you've got a physical ailment. I'm talking, you give a handshake, you give one that counts. So I know you're really mean about your greeting. Now, back then, they did not greet with a handshake. They greet with a kiss. A holy kiss. Nothing lewd. A holy kiss. And then what would happen was, because the traveler had been out in the dust and he was sweating, they would anoint his head or his brow with oil, which would soothe him, which make him real not feel nice, and then wash his feet. And can I tell you that this was the lowest job a servant could do? No wonder John the Baptist said, I'm not even worthy to latch his feet or latch his shoes. I'm going to just plow the field a little bit. I'm sick and tired of all we want to be is leaders and not servants. Some of you need to break the box. You don't have to be in charge. What you can be is a servant.
Amen.
A broken box believer.
Praise God.
It starts out by being a family servant. You want to be a great person in the Lord, you become a servant first. And I want you to know something. There's a lot of people who are in church that are laborers. They work in church, but they are not servants because the first time they get ill, they quit. Laborers quit. Servants keep on going.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
If you broke the box, you don't quit. You serve. you pour it out.
Yes.
Lowest job going. Number two, under this first thought, listen to this. It was also a financial sacrifice for her.
Yes, sir.
Y'all stay with me. I'm going to get right down in your grill. You know what it was worth, son? You know what that box of ointment was worth? 300 pence. 1 year's salary.
Yep.
That would be like whatever you make, you take that amount and give it to Jesus. That's what she did. Whatever y'all make, I don't know what you make. I don't want nobody in this church makes. I don't even look at your tithes. I don't want to get out of the will of God. Whatever you make in a year, this woman poured it all out, 1 year's salary. And we can't even get people in entry level, and that's paying their tithe. And we want to be broken box believers. She sacrificed. Thank God for the people that sacrificed for a building out there. Thank God for you that are starting to pray about sacrificing to pay it off. Peter, don't be telling me you're doing a whole bunch when you're not even willing to pray about doing something like that. Denny, 300 pence. 1 year's salary. Think if it was Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, millions of dollars, give it to God. You know where we're at today? We're in a time, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have very many broken box Christians because we don't have very many people that want to sacrifice. And I'm not telling you to give your whole payday. Rich, that's not the message. No, I'm saying we ever break the box, we'll be more thinking about him than we are ourselves. Hey, somebody help me. Good preaching, Reverend. I want all y'all to know what I want y'all to remember John Smith for is he was a broken box believer. He poured his life out. When you lay my casket down here, you can say he gave to preachers, he gave to this work, he gave everything he had, he poured it out. By the way, there's more than just sacrifice of money. How about your time and your talent? Hey, if y'all would just take 5 hours this week to invite some friend you know you have or neighbor and just go after it, we might have to have our 10 or 20 saved this Sunday.
Amen.
Am I preaching? Then notice, thirdly, her faith in the Savior. Why wouldn't it Peter that done this, Amy? Why didn't James and John want to do this? No, it was Mary. And here's what Mary said. I am not going to wait till his death to honor him. I'm going to bow my life and my will and honor him now. Ladies and gentlemen, why wait to some obscure future to honor God? Why not start now? Why not break the box of your life now? Why not pour it all out to God now? Why not sell out now? How about being a broken box Christian now? I tell you what's wrong. We're too blessed selfish.
Amen.
Tell you what's wrong. Our government's this way. It's entitlement. No, sir. You want to get somewhere with God, you break the box. You be a broken box believer. Wait a minute. Good preaching, Reverend. Number two. Boy, it go in there. Y'all got your Bibles? Look at verse number four. Not only did she, the perfume that she emptied, but notice verse four and five. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Listen to me. You want to be a broken box Christian? Secondly, you're going, the persecution she endured. You start selling out and you're going to get persecuted. First of all, notice the critical response. Now, he ain't mentioned in this passage, but the ringleader was Judas. But I'm going to tell you what Judas done. He convinced some others. Because here it says others. You know what is wrong with critics? They don't like to operate by themselves. They had to find their friends and try to influence. And I'm just going to tell some of you church people something. If there's a critic in this church that's trying to convince you otherwise on what God's doing in this room, forsake them and dump them and rebuke them.
That's good preaching.
Just look them in the face and say, you're sorry. You're wicked. And you ain't worth salt. It's time that we get some of these critics, you critics, get in or get out the back door. Big mouth, disrespectful, ungodly, mouthy. You'll betray anybody to get up the ladder. But listen, sister, listen, brother, I got a God that can cut your legs right out from under you. I'm up to here with church critics. This is one of the greatest movements in America happening in your church, and I don't have a second for somebody that wants to run their mouth.
Amen. Amen, preacher. I like it. Yes.
And I see the crowd's reaction. It always has a shelf life. I'll tell you how long the shelf life is. As long as you allow it.
Amen.
They're cowards.
Amen.
All you got to do is say, leave the preacher alone. All you got to do is leave the youth director alone. All you got to do is leave the young people alone. Don't want to hear it no more.
Amen.
There won't be much of a shelf life for a critic. Some of you would stop them. But no, I tell you what happens. You're gullible and you think, oh, they're pretty good people. And they're just, they mean well. No, they don't mean well. They're wicked.
Bless you, preacher. Amen.
Amen.
You said, who cut you loose today? The Holy Ghost cut me loose. Critical response. But notice Christ's rebuke. You know what he said? Let her alone. I have to have so much time in ministry in most churches, not mine, because I ain't doing much of it anymore. Is that we got to stick a pacifier in most believers' mouths. I wasn't close. Just got to stick a pacifier. Because they're big babies. We got to stick a pacifier. And while we're sticking a pacifier, the world's dying and going to hell. And we don't evangelize. And we get nervous. And we get, and you know what Jesus says to that bunch of critics? Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Leave me alone. Amen. Thank you. You want to be a broken box Christian? You know, here, listen to me. You break that box and you give it all. I want to guarantee you something. Somebody going to criticize you, because here's what you're going to be labeled. You're going to be a labeled a fanatic. You're going to be a labeled a preacher's favorite. I'd rather be the preacher's favorite than the devil's favorite. That's what you're going to be labeled. Oh, you're sucking up to Pastor Smith. No, you ain't sucking up to me. You're following me as I follow Christ. You're following the Lord Jesus, the Jesus I'm preaching to. Will you listen to me tonight?
Amen, preacher.
Everybody in this room ought to break your box and pull yourself and pour it out to Jesus tonight. That's what I want to be. I asked Jared Shoemate, I said, Jared, you know, he had me scheduled Sunday morning, Sunday night through the Wednesday. But I talked to him today. I said, I just got to be at my church Sunday morning to finish the campaign to support my team. Then I'll make the drive 4 hours. And I'll let somebody drive me. You said, why are you putting this first? Because this is my life. I'm going to break the box. I'm going to pour out. Then I'll tell you what, when I head to Knoxville, I get there on Sunday night, I'm going to give him everything I got Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And I ain't worried about an offering he gives me. I give most of the offerings. I give back to the church or back to one of our people. I don't want it. I want to give it back.
Amen.
Any offering I get, I give it to the building fund. Just leave them alone. That's what he said. Yeah. I'm done. Whew. I've been wide open today, hammered down. Whew. I'm gonna give you one more thing before I get done. It's 6:59. What? Help me, Jesus. There are too many fences in fundamentalism.
Amen. Most
Why is it we putting all these fences up? We all do a little different. That's okay. That's all right. Too many fences. Let's break some fences down and serve people. And they try to put a fence up in that lady's life. And Jesus tore that fence down. Lastly, I'm done. This is my favorite part. Look at verse 6 again. Lastly, the praise that she enjoyed. Whew. You want to be a broken box believer? Now, let me tell you the end of it. The praise that you'll enjoy. Let me give you three things. I'm done. Are y'all following me in the Bible? Look what it said. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She wrought a good work on me. First of all, her task was good. Can I tell you what I found out in a study? Look at me. Most people stay on at the job they're in, not because of pay. It ain't why they stay on the job. They stay on the job because they feel appreciated. You know what Jesus said? He said, I appreciate you. Woo! Not the bigness of the task. I love you. Thank God for you. Notice this. He praised her for the timing of the gift. Look at verse 7. For you have the poor with you always. Quit making excuses where the money ought to spend. This is done and all this is done. Jesus said, you got the poor all the time, but you don't have me all the time. Now, there's a point here that you ought to get. He didn't say don't do good for the poor. He said put me first. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll never benefit the poor or anybody else until he's first. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given. Bring it by. What a timing. She done it right at the right time for his burial. Somebody help me preach. For his burial. What timing? He's getting ready. In about 7 days, 6-7 days to hang on a cross. And she was preparing his body for his death. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Notice this. I'm done. Look at verse 9. The praise was for the type of the gospel. Verily I say unto you, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she had done shall be spoken for her, for a memorial of her. Woo! 2,000 years later, we preached the gospel this morning, and I'm mentioning her tonight. I want to ask you a question. Just really want to ask you. In 25 years, will they even remember you existed? Or will you just die and be a forgotten nothing? I'm going to ask you a quiz tonight. Who won the 1968 men's basketball championship? Without going to your Google. Who won Super Bowl 23? No, you don't know. No, you don't. You don't know unless you look. Because that don't amount to nothing. But when the gospel of Jesus is preached, what this woman done is remembered every time we share the gospel. Cindy, 2,000 years later, she will be remembered for pouring it all out on his head and on his feet and for breaking the box. What are you going to be remembered for? Causing trouble in the church? What are you going to be remembered for? Too lazy to ever try to get one of your friends out to get saved? What are you going to be remembered for? Come on now. Too stingy to give to the building program?
Bless you, preacher.
Oh, man. Most of old people like us, we got our hooks and our money, and we're scared. You know, we ain't going to have enough money to retire. But I want to tell you, if I can give something to Jesus, because see, 50 years from now, they're going to remember what happened here. They're going to remember John Smith. Some of these youngins, y'all going to remember me. Will you remember me when you get about 60? Will you? How about you? Y'all going to remember me, aren't you? That's all I want. Oh, here's what I want you to remember. That he broke the box and he poured it out. That he invested in my young life. That he invested in my family. That he invested in my friends. That he was a pillar of this community. What are they going to remember you for? Being a pain in the gluteus maximus? Be like that guy came to church. I was preaching revival down this church, and his name was Pete. And I'm back there shaking hands. They said, here he come down the parking lot. They said, oh, God, Pete's coming tonight. I thought, Pete. Well, he came. And he was a knucklehead. You know what that guy done? He smoked cigarettes, okay? You smoke cigarettes, fine. They won't send you hell, make you smell like you've been there. But here's what he done that sermon. I didn't even preach on cigarettes. My wife tell you this. He put them up in my face. Said, yeah, what are you going to do about that? I said, I ain't going to do nothing about it, Pete. He said, how'd you know my name? I said, they warned me of you. He said, I'll tell you what, I didn't like what you preached tonight, and I'm fixing to knock you out. I'm 6'5", at that time, 445. I'm a skinny guy now. I opened the car, and I said, well, I'll tell you what, you take the first shot. Then we'll just do what's going to happen. He backed off. Here's what he said. He said, I didn't know you was that big. You said, would you have knocked him out? In Jesus' name. let me tell you something, friend. You know what he was remembered of? Is a dirty, rotten guy that caused trouble in the church that everybody had to warn that, look out, he's coming to church tonight. Watch out, he'll say a slur to you. He won't call you pastor, he'll call you some slur name. Some of you call me John, and I'm not against you, but call him pastor. I guess you've gotten a habit, I'm a John to you, or some other thing. That's okay. I'm too old to worry about you anymore. You're done dead to me anyway. But really, you ought to call me pastor or preacher. Because not because I'm anything, but because that's my calling. And you can be this much respectful. And by the way, I ain't letting you get so familiar with me that you can embarrass me in front of people. I done quit. He said, why don't he hang around me much anymore? Because you embarrass me. That's Preacher Tobin. You know what we've done? We've superficialized religion and salvation so much that we think we could do anything we want. Because you know why? None of us are really breaking the box and pouring it out. I'm done. You know what? Does preaching even affect you anymore? How many of you really like to be remembered 25 years ago that you give your life to God? I ain't telling you had to be a preacher. I'm not telling you had to be anything other than what God makes you in this Christian life. But I am saying, why not give it all and break the box and be a broken box believer? I like everybody that wants to be a broken box believer. Come here, daughter. If you don't want to be one, just stay back there and sit down. But if you want to be one, come around the altar and pray about it. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, that I get to serve you. and touch this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him.
Do anything fancy, just do what you can. Amen.